Hey everybody, thanks for coming to the second false starts reading here at the lab. As you all know, we have Bill Berkson and Duncan McNaughton tonight. For those of you who weren't at the first reading, I'll announce briefly that we don't do introductions. That's what the programs are for, and bios and a sample of work from each of the poets. So I'll just make a few announcements about upcoming events. Next month, on March 31st, we have a reading with Francis Richard and Pam Dick from New York and Owana Avashawili from Montreal. And in April, we have a reading with our own Emily Hunt, whose first book is coming out, Paul Ebenkamp, whose first book is also coming out, and a writer from a poet from Chicago named Hannah Brooks Modell. I would like to say this is a co-sponsored event with the Poetry Center, our one co-sponsored event this season. Steve Dickinson is sick tonight, so he was unable to make it, and unable to give precise dates for their readings. But they do have Joanne Kiger and Robert Adamson coming up as the next thing. And of course, Duncan and Bill will both be reading at the Poetry Center on Thursday afternoon this week, if any of you want to go out to state for that. To find out more information, you can go to their website, which is poetrycenter@fssu.edu. So without further comment, please welcome Bill Berkson.
Thank you, Steve. The clock is running. But I'm not yet. How did you get over there? Back, get back. Maybe so. Like, is that going to work? Calisthenics. I'm going to read mostly from this new book, Expect Delays, but a few from earlier things. Oh, I can change the program. Heine Song. This is a loose translation of a lovely poem of Heinrich Heine's that was set to music by Robert Schumann. The rose, the lily, the dove, the sun, I loved them all in love's mad swoon. I love them no more. I love only one, little one, lithe one, pure and true. Self same source of all love's flows, lily, dove, sun, and rose. After the Medusa, I have to spring lightly to make or thwart a meaning, bear a thump at the Safeway's automated door, birds in their vanishing act, above or near the U.S. Mint. My mistake, I holler. But poetry comes first, democratizing confluence, despite terror, greed, no big deal, larger than life or death. I hear fifes in the outward calm, granite humps and chins, sweet, sizable orpiment, seldom repetitive, unsaying the echo. By halves. Do limits build both sweet and cruel, or over to you, off at your compass studies, visor to odd angles perforated, plumb to sky, to service, mouthful signage and pearly cantina load, where squawks from a ceiling headed down the demon slopes for workplace totaled their sheer carbon feed on an average night, that at any guardrail slick nails the morphological in bins. Thus, backup wealth lifts an ancient spume, glowering with grammar, whose joined bronze gives pause, erect laps paging glory, when wing is rag. There was a time when that poem took about 10 breaths, deep ones to get through, I remember. It was around the time that I wrote it. Song for Connie. The sun met the moon at the corner, noon in thin air, commotion you later choose to notice. Love shapes the heart that once was pieces. You take in hand the heart in mind, your face, your fate's consistent alongside mine. Unless a mess, your best guess, that is right. Thanks, the intimate fact that you elect it at corners, dressed or naked, with lips, taste, full body, time, thick or thin, fixated. Love, take heart as heart takes shape and recognition ceases to be obscure. One line down the center, another flying outward enters. I'm going to read a poem that was, it's not in either book, that was, so to speak, commissioned. That is to say, I was asked to write something for a collection of reactions or responses somehow to the fact that the Albright Knox Gallery in Buffalo had acquired a large painting. You know, it would take up all this, but here it is. By Anselm Kiefer, called Die Morgenthau Plan. And it was called that because he had in mind and sort of imposed upon this very nice, not so nice, I mean, it's a painting of flowers, but he thought to himself, I'm not a flower painter, I'm a big history painter, so it's got to be historical and meaningful, and I don't like that sort of attitude. So I was of two minds, and there resulted a kind of multiplicity of response, which was this poem. Morgenthau means Henry Morgenthau, who was Secretary of the Treasury, I think, under Roosevelt, and who, for one thing, was one of the people who, maybe the only person in Roosevelt's cabinet, who actively argued for the rescue of European Jews from their, you know, what became their fates, and wasn't listened to very much until very late in the game. But then, as it was getting to be late in the game, and it was clear that Germany was going to lose the war, so to speak, Morgenthau had another idea, which was that once Germany was defeated absolutely, that Germany would be absolutely confined to being an agrarian state, no industry, right? And actually, this was, you know, if you want a little history lesson, Joseph Goebbels really seized on this idea of Morgenthau's that, you know, to encourage the continuation of to keep the Germans fighting. Because if you don't fight, this is what you're going to, you know, your swords will be turned to plowshares eventually. You know, what a scene. And actually, it was partially implemented, and then, you know, no more of that, and we got the Marshall Plan. A floral after Anselm Kiefer, and it has a, if that's not enough, a little epigraph from W.H. Auden, perhaps the roses really want to grow. The flowers went away because nobody saw them. An ill wind took precedence over the torpor. History intervened. The clouds blinked, interspersed with azure above in the fait accompli under Eden during Mother Nature's modernist phase. Not unlike today at the Hamburger Bahnhof, starrier than green goo were the fruits of revenant labor. No home for an offspring to be stalked through the blind pall in the golden age of myth in the peaceable kingdom hour of the wolf. Cute shit, tooth and claw, under heat lamps and the surplus. You tricked us, Ararat salute. After which perpetual complaint is just another dirty ocean being born. They brought it on themselves, quoth Granny, on the cylindrical sofa jam. Just a rental, anyway. You tell me the flood isn't really a river. The flaw stays in the picture, the painting within the painting. 74 years in person, creationism outmaneuvered as in 12 scenes of famous mountains, brings back memory, sees you, see your life, stop at the sign that says it all. The pictures all fell off the cliff, befogging the turnstiles, horrific certainties in a state of dubious national storage. Substitute for a maquette, the whole rainbow came crashing over the bounding main and ended turrets expectorating into the blue handkerchief wafted in from the bordering crowd emotion left behind, so like the automatic writing that is history. It certainly seems long ago. What if the flowers had to grow? Throw them into the sea or on the tops of mountains, cruelty wears its sensible mantle of sludge, suffering no fools among the disfigured guests. Politically honest as the deadly nightshade, fair is fair, but where is light? Who owns gravity? Can truth stop making sense? Garden in such a mess you would flush it too. Nobility and virtue battle perfidy. One has a wounded thigh, another a skin flap that ascends like a sandcastle from the thought of solid ground. In all fairness to the muzak, the delicious tagine, the hump. Golden stupa of the world, you place your bet on sanctity, observable, hence out of reach, decisively from this slab to stomach it. Gratitude reaches the finish line where guesswork meets revelation through ambient fractures to collate intelligibility with happenstance. Glasses clink, beasts resettle on the banks. You get everywhere without meaning, bleed yourself on a wall. Fruition clears the table. Unlikely specimens abound. What I liked about that poem was that I never had written a poem like it before, and probably won't ever again, if I'm lucky. I don't mean that I dislike it. I mean that it seems like a one-time thing. Monogram. This is dedicated to Bernadette Mayer. Just one more vintage movie, Bat Wings tonight at the Baal Masqué. Another of Earth's creatures stuffed by distinguished pedigree. I get a lot of madcap ideas about sentience, how knowing you has put you down in the book, forbidden speech recognition, else why make such a face? And now it's luck, no longer mouth that moves, when fastidious rummage whispers to divulge a surplus, a clue if not the key. Prospect, my question laps up for good. I lean to it, knowing you, first person dwindle. Tweet, tweet, prick. Accounts payable. Somebody down there hates us deeply, has planted a thorn where slightest woe may overrun. Disorderly and youthful sorrow, many divots picked at since, across the thrice-hounded comfort zone. Can't cut it, sees the permanent crone, encroaching aside likely lanes of executive tar, all spread skyward. You got the picture, bub. This world is ours no more, and those other euphemisms for dimly twisting wrath. A wire mesh semblance bedecked with twilight steamed regard. Look at the wind out here. Delete imperative. Hours where money rinses life like sex, whichever nowadays serves as its signifier. Poetry and sleep. All this, none of that, it matters here. Dear illusory remains. We remember not what's allowed, but simply given. Antiseptic disputes over pure clove of youth. And decal. Coffee to go in either hand, shady exit down the spa steps, indentured tulip morning engine zenith. A butterfly speeds off, weary of these flats, where palm trees pose and the children push. Macabre distinctions all told, tragic as a near miss for indifference sake. The moonlit frigate sequestered on a reef. She'll have the silver taken at one of her lengths, turn the air to proper then, make mine magnolia. Decisions. This is there's a section in this book that's called Songs for Bands, and it's three parts, three different arrangements of work of pieces out of a desktop notebook. And I found that, I arranged them, and then I found that in reading them, I can rearrange them. And so I make, work for myself and you too, but it seems worth it. December 1st, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Bright yellow, soft green, crimson and gold, brown and gray, mouse brown and dirty yellow, magenta and purple, goldenrod, obsidian and ebony, red and blue, green, cerulean, chocolate brown and pale gray, khaki and brick red, lilac, sepia and moss, orange and white, ochre and cream, pink and tan, celadon and ivory, shit brown, cerise, plum and puce, peach and black, indigo, flesh, ultramarine. The street has many still lives. The documentary tells how trench warfare afforded soldiers a deeper appreciation of sky views, such vistas being the only ones they had to gaze upon beside the horror of the immediate pit. Egoics. The family dinner, I try to envision, actualize the mortality enveloping the room that is the room, the married couples nitpicking over kitchen details, the little kids pursuing their pleasures, me on the sofa, an observer, can't. Only Connie, her great combination of steady goodwill and basic dolour, is unmistakably real. That old condition, though, for everyone, dead and don't know it. We poets in our youth begin in gladness, but thereof come in the end despondency and madness. William Wordsworth. Tain't necessarily so. Ira Gershwin. Pasternak on Mandelstam. He got into a conversation that started before him. And Mandelstam. My breath, my warmth, has already lain on the panes of eternity. First, the bombs fell, targeting the munitions dump at the edge of town. Post-war, the annual flower show took over. The International Art Fair soon followed. The world is everything. That is the case. As in Shelley, quote, pinnacled dim in the intense inane, as in, I'm in a real pickle here. The world is running out of ice. The Iceman goeth. Charles Baudelaire, the George Washington of modernism. The modern soul went out in search of a self to come home to. Tufts of what you wanted, because tufts are all you ever want and the fruits thereof. The fallen star clears a corridor, another opening totaling the whole. Come back now. It won't come back from where it went. Went nowhere, really. Just stayed as it was. Time, event, sense of all this together. Become that. That was what won't now come. Call it the outcome. Reading of a book, Robert Haas's, called The Apple Trees at Alima, I conceive of another, mine, the hamburgers at Barney's. Too bad. Definition of abstract. Touchless car wash. So then the last section has these poems, some of which resemble that poem for After Kiefer. This is a poem called Bleep. And the word bleep occurs somewhere in the poem, I think. but really nothing is omitted or censored. But it has a nice epigraph from Rosemary Trockel, something that she knitted into one of her knit paintings. Please do nothing to me but slowly. Like a nice idea. Speed of inflection to light upon a paper tire mixed up in heaven's gloat. The question arises where, if surface exists, a how-to mechanics in the normal sway, a form of expectation defeated. Pavons explode in markets of gland. Social skills regally decline. King Kong cure-alls cut deep, expiring. You are running down a country lane, perpetually stubbing your big toe on a water biscuit, subject only to itself, that door skin whose dueling scars have healed many times over. There you have it, the toxic element, an oblivion protrudes, weariness aside. Banana slugs know better how assembling the radicality during which purification as an option came and went. Non-greasy lotions might have helped, the daily blips suffered from and staved off. Run your fingers along the edge. The constellations dispense their wares nice and easy. Lift your arm so I can see. This is a two-part poem with the overall title, Strangers When We Meet. I like to have a little secret at the end of my poems, the way nothing is ever finished, nor do I abandon a thing because of its being just plain bad. My painting, said Juan Gris, may be bad painting, but at least it is great bad painting. In case of emergency, I write this down, and when all else fails, try being kind to strangers. Not so funny, Jack, but don't get me wrong. Only deep in the mucus do I see. And the second part, well, they had titles. The second part is called Abdomen Ode. Paired wrongly with the obvious, a sitting blank, the walls between names selectively scaled, there must be some mistake. As just when exotic dancers age, the slipper gives pause, an old soft shoe opens for the slacker inane. Her I last saw au balcon on point, but it was an orbital capture. Ni hao in Chinese says hello. Nothing physical, the mystery thinning out. No matter, slowly she turns in plain English, all eyes, mouth, and hair. I think I'll read just one more. Happily ever after? You don't know that feeling? After many difficulties, the two stars are kissing with their eyes closed, and the music swells. The screen says the end in big block letters. Happy ending, you're set for life. In the seats, everyone is choked up, crying for the happiness such prolonged kissing promises. Meanwhile, kissing itself is amazing. I got completely lost in it. I went out and started kissing anyone I could find. Who? I always had good taste in women. Thank you. take a break.